Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. In Lincoln Parish, a Dubuque police officer was killed while conducting a traffic stop on U.S. 167 just south of Hamilton Road. State Police spokesperson Ryan Davis says Officer Russell Croxton's police vehicle was hit by a truck driver from Arkansas who didn't see the police unit in the right lane.
It was fully marked for Dubuque Police Department. It had overhead lights as well as flashing lights.
Croxton's father, Ruston Police Sergeant Raymond Croxton, also died in a traffic crash while on duty in 1978. Edibles containing THC, like gummies, could soon be illegal in Louisiana. Even with an age requirement to purchase hemp products, Shreveport Senator Thomas Presley says they are easily getting into the hands of minors, and there have been reported cases of psychosis in children.
There are countless stories of these products being taken to schools. I've got real concerns over the availability of the products. I don't believe, again, that we would have passed this legislation a couple of years ago if we had realized the effects.
The bill has passed in the full Senate and is awaiting a House committee hearing. LRN.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Our cookie two-step ice cream is a creamy vanilla ice cream with hints of brown sugar, chunks of chocolate cream-filled cookies, and tasty chocolate chip cookie dough pieces. Cookie two-step has everybody's taste buds two-stepping, and one and two.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
Three Kenner police officers were injured after a standoff Sunday morning that ended with the suspect, 31-year-old Matthew Lathers, deceased. It happened while police were investigating a double shooting. All three police officers have been released from the hospital. Several property insurance reform bills expected to bring more insurers to Louisiana are headed to the governor's desk. Jeff Palermo has the story.
One of the bills makes major changes to the state's bad faith statute. Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple says this legislation should lower the number of lawsuits filed by policyholders against their insurance company after a claim is filed.
It helps clarify what the expectations are for both parties and also clearly define what constitutes bad faith.
Another bill approved allows more freedom for insurers to change rates.
The rates that they file with the department, they still have to meet actuarial justification.
Also passing a bill that gives insurers the ability to drop some of their policyholders that have been customers for more than 3 years. I'm Jeff Palermo.
And I'm Brooke Thorington, and you're listening to Louisiana Radio Network.